Good morning. Happy Friday. Friday before Father's Day. Pretty exciting. It's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. And let's say hello to WGN Radio's senior digital strategist and co-host of the Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast, Michael Piff. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, typically, Bob Surratt talks food in this little half hour every Friday, so we're going to keep that tradition going. Now, you co-host Chicago's Very Own Eats podcast with Kevin Powell. I hooked Kevin Powell on Salsa King Salsa. I found it at the Jewel, and it's made by the Salsa King in Algonquin. I had the Salsa King on the air, and now Kevin Powell texts me pictures of his new containers of Salsa King. Has he talked about that yet with you?
Yes, he has. He actually sends me those pictures, too. It's funny when he also had another, it was like Chicago Pepper Bros he came across, and he got in touch with them. And now I have about like 8 jars of Chicago Pepper Bros at my house where I'm like putting Jardinera on my crackers with cream cheese or however else I could put it on. We have a lot of fun on that podcast. It really started out as just break room talk, like in the lunchroom when we just talk about food, and we're like, you know, we should do a podcast about this. And it's been fun to grow it over the last couple of years.
Well, you can find it at WGNradio.com. And speaking of jardinera, I like my beef sandwiches dipped with mozzarella and extra jardinera. No sweet peppers for me. Speaking of beefs, there's going to be another Chicago's Best Beef Tournament.
Yeah, we have our second annual Chicago's Best Beef Tournament coming up in 2 weeks. June 27th, we're going to kick it off. We have two sponsors on with us this year. Toronto Baking Company is coming back after last year. And we have Morrow Provisions. This is Jeff Morrow's company from the Food Network, the Sandwich King. He's jumping on to help us out with that. But, yeah, we did this last year, kind of smaller scale to our pizza tournament that we did last year. We only did 16 places, but, I mean, people are so passionate about their Italian beef and their Italian beef places. It blew up. We had over 150,000 votes for the tournament, and in our championship, that was between Bona Beef and Jay's that went, like, down to the wire. There was, like, 70,000 votes. We're like, you know, I think we're going to need to bring this back again. So we're bringing it back in a couple of weeks, and we've expanded it to 64 Italian beef places across the Chicagoland area.
Can I join in just to go sample all these beefs with you? Because I love a good Italian beef.
Oh, I am. Please do. I think we should do like weekly trips to like new places. And that's kind of why we're doing this, is we want to promote local businesses all over Chicago area. And people, like I said, get really passionate about their places. But, you know, you're going to see this bracket and be like, I've never heard of that place. I've never heard of that place. Well, we want you to go try those places. And it's funny, we talked to Bona yesterday. One of the third generation family members, Jimmy Bonavolanto, came on with us, and you know, he feels the same way, where it's like, you know, even though he's got 30 Italian beef places across Chicago area, he wants people to try other ones. He wants you to try different kinds and different styles. So we're all about that, and we're going to make sure that we like have every address and social ways that you can like find these places online, just so that we can like encourage you, hey, go try your neighborhood Italian beef place if you haven't had it before.
And I am just so proud that it originated here in Chicago. And they do pay tribute to that in the Bear. They really do. Because, we deserve some cred for that. This is one of the greatest sandwiches ever made.
It is the most Chicago food item. Like, yeah, we have our Chicago style pizzas, your thin crust, your deep dish, your stuffed pizza, but it's Italian beef, right? You're not going to find that anywhere else. And I mean, if you grew up in this area, you probably went to a graduation party or a family birthday party where there was a tray of baked mozzarella, yep, and next to it was the Italian beef tray
and fried chicken.
And then there were the leaders. Yeah. And your liters of RC Cola and Dad's root beer next to it. Like, it's just something that brings people together. And you know, Italian beef was, if you ask, like, you know, four different families that claim that they created Italian beef, they say they did it just so they could feed as many people as possible. And it's the thing. It's, like, also, like, the most social of Chicago food items, too, along with, like, thin crust pizza.
I'm half Italian, and we had Italian beef sandwiches a lot, and I never had mozzarella on them, ever, ever, ever. I mean, our family just didn't do that. And then when I became an adult, I got one with mozzarella, and it was life-changing.
You leveled up, right?
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I didn't think you could do that. And then, you know, now I can't order it without mozzarella. Or you'll find the places that do, hey, we're going to put cheddar in this one, or we're going to put cheese whiz. Like, you know, stick with the mozzarella. We're good there. You know, it's fine.
And do you go
jardinara? The easier, the better for me.
I'm so with you on that. Do you go jardinara or sweet peppers, or some people do both?
I'm big on jardinara. I like it hot. I also, you know, other places have different levels of hotness, right?
Right.
For their jardinara. I don't know how hot you like it, but if I know it's going to be hotter than usual, I'll say, hey, a little light on the peppers. But if it's like, you know, your Portillo's or your J.P. Graziano jardinara, put as much of that as you can. I'll take that.
Yeah, and if it's too hot for you, Michael, you can just, you know, kick a few pieces of carrots or cauliflower off, which, quite honestly, that is my favorite jardinara with the other vegetables in it. Sometimes it's just celery and peppers, and that's I like the variety.
I'll even take just, like, even if it's, like, too spicy. Like, we had Bona dropped off a bunch of beefs for the station yesterday.
Oh!
That jardinara was extra, extra spicy. There's probably some extra bottles in the fridge. But what I do there is I just take the juice and I just kind of sprinkle some of that on just so I have, like, the flavor at the least, right?
Bona's is very hot. I love their Italian sausage, and I have to get the jardinera on the side because it's pretty spicy. All right, well, I'm
right.
Sorry I missed the Bona beef yesterday. We're going to take a quick break.
I think there's going to be more.
All right, I'll be waiting. I'm just going to sit here and wait. Is it here yet, Joe? No. Bona means good, by the way, in Italian. You know that. We're going to take a quick break, and then Michael Piff is keeping track of all the Chicago food trucks. I love a good food truck. I just love food. I guess we just figured that out. Good morning to you. It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt for one more day. Bob is back on Monday morning, and we're talking to Michael Piff, WGN Radio Senior Digital Strategist. He also co-hosts the podcast Chicago's Very Own Eats with our own Kevin Powell. And so, Michael, I love a good food truck. A lot of people do, and that is your mission this summer. It's called My Chicago Food Truck Summer. What are you doing with this?
So starting last month, the Chicago Food Truck Festival kicked off over at Daly Plaza, where every Friday there are at least 8 food trucks that kind of do like a wagon wheel around the Picasso in the middle of Daly Plaza. And that's every Friday you can go there between 11 and 3. And that kind of inspired me to say, you know what? I need to try a different food truck every week. And, you know, that's a great place to go where you can try something different. But there's also locations all over the city where you can be trying these different food trucks. They're usually rotating, whether it's in Pioneer Court or on Monroe next to the Art Institute or somewhere on Clark. There's a couple locations there. And, you know, this is something I fell in love with food trucks like 10 years ago when the movie Chef came out. Had you ever seen that with, like, Jon Favreau?
Of course I've seen that, and it made me want to get a food truck.
Yeah, I did too. Like, you know, you watch it. First, it's like one of the best cooking movies there's ever been.
Yeah.
Because even when he makes a grilled cheese, like, that looks absolutely incredible. But that inspired me to, you know, go out and try as many food trucks as I can. Like, and I ended up doing like 30 that summer. I actually, like, did little road trips with my dad to, like, go adventure. Aww. That kind of became like a bonding thing for us, which was really sweet. But, you know, I was like, you know, I think I need to do that again this summer. And there's so many here in the city. Why don't I track these? I'm trying a different one every week, getting a different food item. I don't want to have the same food item, because that's what you can do with all these different food trucks. You have so many different things represented with these trucks. And so far through 5 weeks, I've tried almost 10 because there's so many, and you know, there's some that are even outside of our office. So they're even making it easier for me, but, it's been a blast so far. And I've got a good feeling I'm going to have maybe 40 by the end of the summer. And I'm not just going to do it in the city. You know, you're going to be able to find these. There's some in the suburbs that are going to be in your, like, business areas where they're bringing those out. Or, you know, it's also festival season in all of our, you know, area suburbs where, you know, the town will bring out food trucks for each of those. So I'm going to be trying as many as I can.
And have you tried Happy Lobster? Because that's my favorite.
Yes, Happy Lobster is so good. Whenever sometimes I'll drive home, like, on a Friday, and I'll see the Happy Lobster, like, on my way on 290 going out to the west suburbs, and I want to follow it. It's so good.
I want to pull it over. I want to put on a fake police outfit and pull them over and go, okay, pay me in lobster. All right.
Yeah, they do an amazing lobster roll, right? Lobster roll and lobster mac and cheese. Like, you think maybe that wouldn't be good out of a truck? No, it's delicious.
It is the best I've ever had, to be honest with you. Yeah. All right, so where can listeners follow along with your food truck tracker?
So I am updating my tracker on WGNRadio.com. We have it on our Chicago's very own Eats page where you can find all of our podcast episodes and some fun announcements from restaurants around the city. I have that updated. It's on our main page right there. I also have it pinned to my Twitter handle. If you jump over on Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it, I have it pinned on the top of my handles @Mike_Piff03. And you can find it there. And I'm usually also just posting on all my social platforms and in my Instagram. And I try tagging as many of these places as possible too, just so, like, you know, you can try to find them, see where they're at, and see what they got going on. This is another opportunity to promote local businesses, and these are just businesses on wheels that are amazing.
I'll follow you all summer long. I really will. Happy Father's Day to you, Michael.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk to you. Michael Piff, WGN's Radio Senior Digital Strategist. And check out the podcast with Kevin Powell, Chicago's very own Eats Podcast.